Is your health thriving or is it merely surviving? Welcome to Thriving with Chiropractic, where we unpack conditions and lifestyle challenges in order for you to be the best version of health you can possibly be. I'm your host, Dr. Mosier, and my beautiful co-host is my wife, Ellen. Join us on this journey to thrive. Hey folks, Dr. Mosier here, and I am here with Dr. Tabor. He is the founder of Better Way Film Documentary, which you have to check out. If you ever get a chance, I'll even put a link in here. This is something you want to see. But the bigger thing that Dr. Tabor is known for in this profession is spinal hygiene. He is part of the spinal hygiene movement. You've heard of dental hygiene, where you brush your teeth, you floss your teeth. Sometimes your dentist, like mine, says, hey, you need to be flossing more. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So he is putting the movement together on spinal hygiene. What are you doing for your spine? Dr. Tabor, it is so good to see you. So good for you to be on here. We've actually had each other on the line before. And if you ever, folks, if you ever get a chance, check that episode out. Today, we're going to be diving into mental health. But before we go into that, Dr. Tabor, in the film, in the documentary that you put together, you talked a lot about your mom.
Yeah.
She was on over 40 medications before she died. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So unfortunately, a lot of people don't understand the link, why we would talk about overall health and wellness, and then why we would talk about spinal health and hygiene. They don't really fit that, you know, together, but it goes hand in hand, and really you can't separate the two. And I learned about that. I really had an epiphany when my mom passed away. She was only 47 years old. She had just a bag of medication that we had to go through after she passed away. And I realized, you know, she was in the medical system her whole life since she was 8 years old. She had just been to doctor after doctor and been on all kinds of medications. And the thing was, she did every single thing she was told to do. She took every pill she was told to take, and it gave her 47 years and a very, very rough, you know, I wouldn't say high quality of life, because she was just constantly battling, you know, symptom after symptom and health condition after health condition. And after she passed away, I realized, and I was actually in my first year of chiropractic school, by the way, but I didn't even really pair the two, overall health and chiropractic. I was in chiropractic school because I had had success with a back pain, right? My lower back was in terrible condition. I couldn't even hardly get through a day without popping a lot of the pain pills, some of the same pills my mom was taking. And my parents took me to a chiropractor because we'd heard it was good about helping back pain. And it did. And I thank God for that, right? I was out of pain within 2 or 3 months. I was a normal kid again. I was able to play sports and do the things I wanted to do. And I was like, I want to help people get out of pain. So I went to chiropractic school. But like I said, after my mom passed away and I was going through her things, realizing she was always looking for health in the form of a pill. And that's not what health is. There's no pill that you can take and you can put it on the inside that was going to make your body healthy and make it function well. In fact, I was learning in chiropractic school that health actually comes from the inside, right? And that so many times, if we have a symptom, if we have a problem, if we have a health condition, the solution is not on the outside. The solution's already there on the inside. There's just an interference. Something is interfering with your body's design, interfering with the way your body is designed to function, and interfering with your body's ability to heal itself. And so that's where I realized the purpose of chiropractic was to find that interference. And a lot of times it's subluxation of the spine, misalignments. Sometimes it is in somebody's diet, or there's nutrition that's not there. But really the core philosophy of chiropractic is to find what's interfering with the body, remove it, and allow the body to heal the way it was designed to heal. So that was just my realization that what we're doing is so much bigger than just taking care of the spine, but it is at its foundation, making sure that spine and nervous system is functioning at best, because that is what carries all the messages from your brain to your body. Every time, you know, I get a cut on my finger, my brain, my nervous system goes into overdrive, telling my body how to heal, cells to replicate, immune system to fight the invaders. All of that's coordinated through that nervous system. So it's imperative, if you want good health, to make sure that the foundation is taking care of that spine and nervous system.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. There's, excuse me, you had a webinar recently, and you were talking about your son. And so I want to dive into your son for a second, because when he was born, he was totally fine. And he's one of your twins.
Correct.
Tell us more about that. I want to know more on that and how chiropractic helped him.
So, I went through the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association, and a lot of chiropractors have, you know, people don't realize a lot of training on adjusting kiddos and babies even. And so my twins, when they were born, neither one of them had any symptoms, but I checked them, I adjusted them. I routinely checked them, like, even on a weekly basis, adjusting them. And I truly believe that's why one of my sons, Jaden, is alive today. Is because he was checked and adjusted. Even though he didn't have a symptom then, it helped his body thrive and survive a very stressful, difficult challenge for his body when he got a little bit older. So we didn't know at the time, but he was actually born with a condition called transposition of the great vessels. And that's where the aorta and the pulmonary artery in his body were switched. They were backwards. And in that condition, if that's the only condition a baby has, then they're not, you know, as soon as the umbilical cord is cut, they can't survive. Like, something medically has to be done immediately. But not only was Jaden adjusted at birth, which helped his body to survive, but his mother was adjusted throughout pregnancy as well. And I truly believe that helped, because the key to keeping a free nervous system is allowing your body to adapt to stressors. Right. And so there was a stressor during utero for Jaden, and that caused his transposition of the great vessels, but his body adapted to it because the nervous system was functioning the way it was designed to function. Forgive me if I get a little too technical or anatomical here, but I love telling this story. So his body was so intelligent that even though there was a heart defect, the transposition of the great vessels, the design of his body left a hole in the center of his heart. And you would say, well, that's another heart defect. That's a bad thing. But what that hole in the center of his heart allowed his body to do was get oxygenated blood from the left side of his body to the right side of his body. If that hole wasn't there, then that would not happen. And he would not have survived after you cut the umbilical cord. So that in itself is just amazing, that the intelligence of the body during utero, that could be set up, that could happen, right? But there was a third defect. And so if he only had two defects, transposition of the great vessels and ventricular septal defect, that's the hole in through the heart, then we would have figured something out very quickly, because the right side of your body pushes back against the lungs and the heart, and it puts a lot of pressure on those areas. And so his lungs would have filled up with fluid very quickly. He would have drowned if those were the only two, I'm going to say, quote unquote, defects, because I don't believe they're defects. I believe they're adaptations, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the third adaptation or defect was a tightening of the pulmonary artery called stenosis of the pulmonary artery. This protected the lungs from what I just described, from having too much pressure on them and building fluid. Not only did it protect his lungs, but it created a pressure gradient that pushed more oxygenated blood through that hole that was in the center of his heart to get more oxygen out to the rest of his body. And this situation that innate intelligence had designed in his body was working, so that he had no symptoms at all the whole first 6 months of his life, and he was checked, he was adjusted, his body was adapting. And I'll kind of share just a little bit about an example of your body adapting. So Jaden's hematocrit, this is a measurement in the blood, in the red blood cells, right? And it carries oxygen. His hematocrit, when we did take him in and we had all this checked, it was 4 times the normal amount of a normal baby. And you're like, well, that's not good. Why is that? Well, his blood was carrying 4 times the amount of oxygen as a normal baby, because he needed that, because he wasn't getting as much blood flow through that hole in the center of the heart when he got bigger, right? So his body adapted to the situation to still keep his body thriving and healing and functioning. And I truly believe the only reason his body was able to adapt as much as it did to that stressor was because he was constantly getting checked, he was getting adjusted, we were removing interference from his nervous system, and his little nervous system was able to do exactly what it was designed to do. Now, he ended up having to have an open heart surgery at the age of 1, and I thank God for the skilled pediatricians and surgeons that were able to do that, you know, God bless them. But after they put the last stitch in Jaden's chest, then we had to again depend on that innate intelligence inside of his body to mend that scar, to grow those bones back together. And I continued to check him and adjust him. And he continued to heal and do well. And he's doing awesome today. He's 8 years old. He's thriving. We were always told he's going to be the runt of the family. Like they were saying, they were like, don't be surprised if he's a lot shorter, a lot smaller than his brother. If you saw his pictures, you'd be like, no way, that's Jaden. He's like an inch taller. He's 3 pounds heavier than his brother now. And he's just doing awesome. All because of chiropractic.
That is absolutely amazing. You know, there's such a difference between, you know, the allopathic or the medical community, not bashing them. They did great work, you know, with your son and everything, but it's always, you need this pill, you need this potion, you need this lotion, you need something external. And what makes us so different is you are beautifully, wonderfully made. We just got to remove that interference.
That's right.
Because absolutely. We're innately designed to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Tabor, I have a serious question for you, and I'm curious because you got three boys.
Yeah.
You got the older one, and then you got the two twins, if I'm thinking of correctly. And I got two boys as well. What would you say if one of your boys came to you and said, hey, Dad, I'm stupid, or I suck, or I'm not good enough, or I'm terrible? What would you say?
Yeah, so I'd certainly sit down, want to have a long discussion with him and realize that, you know, we all go through different struggles and try to figure out what particularly happened in that case, you know, to cause some of those struggles. But I also maybe would reach back and pull from some of the experiences I've had, you know, taking care of patients over the last 15 years in our office. And you know, you think chiropractic again, you think like I did when I was a kid, that it's just about back pain. But as you know, we have patients who come in and they're struggling with mental health issues. They're struggling with depression. They're struggling with anxiety. Some of it is intertangled with the pain syndromes that they're going through, or the health issues that they're having, right? So, but as a chiropractor, you have to dive deep and dig in and support, you know, people through all those different types of symptoms. And that's exactly what I would do if it was my own son. But mm-hmm. one of the main things that I would do is I would do a new analysis and workup and exam on his spine and nervous system, because like I said, that's going to be the first foundational aspect or health intervention that I take. And realizing that the mind and body are so connected. We had talked about my mom's story. Let me give you just a little bit of an example about another kind of an epiphany I had that I don't share too much, but happened after my mom passed away. So I was young and I was in my, I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I was one of those kids that I didn't show emotion. Right? I bottled it up. I held it inside. And I remember when my mom passed away, it was no different. I never cried. It didn't feel real to me at all. You know what I mean? It almost felt like this was a movie. Like there's no way my mom's gone. Right. And so it just, those emotions were bottled up. They were kept down inside. And I'd say about 4 to 6 weeks after she passed away, still showing no emotions. And I started waking up in the morning with these rash areas on my arms and my stomach. And it was just this red rash that would be itchy. It wouldn't go away. And so I went to, you know, just a medical doctor to have that checked. They gave me steroids to take. They didn't know what it was. It wouldn't go away though. It was prevalent. It went from all my arms up through my chest. I remember one time my arm swelled up real big and I went to the doctor again. They thought it might be an infection, but it wasn't a bone or skin infection. They just gave me another shot of a cocktail in my butt of steroids to make it go away for a little while. And then it came back and all these rashes. I went on detoxes. I went on diets. I could not figure out what was going on. But at the same time, I kept having these like flashes of mental instability. Like I would be watching a commercial with a puppy dog and like start crying. And I'd be like, what in the world is going on here? And I remember going, finally, I kind of broke down because I was just struggling internally. And I was like, I'm going to go see a counselor. Right. And so I went to a school counselor and he started asking me about stress in my life. And I told him about my mom and I just started crying. And it was the first time I really let the emotions out, and I was just bawling and I was crying. And then I remember a couple of visits to a counselor about really like talking about that and getting that out. And I stopped having that rash. It completely went away. So I realized, and I got the goosebumps just telling that story, because that showed me how connected the mind and body really are, because that emotional stress that I was trying to hold deep down was somehow expressing itself in symptoms like rash all over my body and swelling. And what that, you know, what that means to me now after going through chiropractic school and learning all about this mind-body connection and what stress does to your body, it expresses itself through symptoms. Is what it does. And that could be anxiety, that could be depression, that could be, you know, a lot of different types of struggles. But the cool thing about chiropractic is we take that mind-body connection into account and we look at the body as a whole. And that's really the first thing I would share with the audience about, you know, if you do struggle with a mental health issue or depression or anxiety, you know, seek out a chiropractor, because that they take the whole body into account from not just the adjustment and the nervous system and getting that into a good alignment, but to exercise, which is important. You know, hopefully you'll get coaching on how important the sun is and vitamin D for those things and supplements. And a good chiropractor will take that whole body into account. And part of that is understanding this mind-body connection. And that's certainly one thing that's important about mental health. I do have a couple of other suggestions or tips or strategies for mental health if you want me to go through them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So another thing that chiropractic has been shown to help with is literally decreasing blood pressure and symptoms of stress, right? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times high blood pressure can cause anxiety. It's been correlated with depression. Symptoms of stress have been correlated with depression. And so there's study after study after study that shows if you're under chiropractic care, you'll have less, you know, more regular blood pressure and less symptoms of stress. That in itself, if that's causing your depression or your mental health issues, that could be a resolve. Right there. And that's one way chiropractic could really help out. Another thing I think is important to kind of take into consideration, especially someone who is feeling those types of mental health symptoms and they're looking for a solution, is it's important to seek out chiropractic as one of your first avenues, simply because it's a natural solution and it's going to limit the side effects that you have. There's so many, you know, when we're talking about, you know, health, mental health issue and the medications around that, every one of those harsh chemicals that they want you to put in your body will come with some type of give and take, right? And so the great thing about chiropractic is we're addressing it naturally, and that's going to limit the amount of side effects that you'll have to deal with. And even, you know, limit maybe the amount of addiction type medications that you would have to be involved with or deal with. And so that's why I really think chiropractic is a great solution, or at least a choice or an avenue to seek first. Another really cool thing that science has shown with the chiropractic adjustment is it actually releases certain hormones that help you through anxiety and depression and getting through some of those symptoms. For example, a hormone called neurotensin, which is a inhibitor of the stress hormones in your body, right? So the chiropractic adjustment has been shown to release that. Oxytocin is your feel-good hormone, right? It's like I get this whenever you're talking to somebody or whenever you're talking to a family member or a loved one, and you just have that really good sense of you're in a good place and you're relaxed and you're healthy. Like that's where your body's releasing oxytocin. So every time you get it adjusted, you're releasing that hormone. And the other one is cortisol. And you're wondering, like, why would cortisol be a benefit and why would the adjustment release cortisol? Well, cortisol actually blocks pain from inflammation. And that's one of the reasons why when you're in pain, especially with inflammation, and by the way, if you're having anxiety and depression, a lot of times that there's been correlation with finding a lot of inflammation in the body in those cases as well. And so if the chiropractic adjustment could help decrease that inflammation, that could help get your overall body in a better balance as well. One that I see that helps is a huge benefit of chiropractic care, helps with anxiety, depression, and just really healing, helps the body heal in general, is, and you've probably seen this all the time in your patients too, is that once they start getting adjusted, they report they sleep better. Right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Man, I tell my patients, if you're sleeping better, you're healing better. I know that for sure. There's been studies that show you do about 70% of your healing when you sleep, because of the fact that when you sleep, your body releases growth hormone, and that speeds up cell division. So you literally heal faster when you're asleep. Even a cut on your finger heals faster when you're asleep than it does when you're awake.
Wow.
Another cool thing, you know, I just put this in here, but the chiropractic adjustment helps relieve tension. It helps relieve stiffness and that feeling of restriction. It helps relieve pain, and really it helps instill just a feeling of relaxation. And if you think about it, when you're anxious, when you're depressed, you're not relaxed. Like that, those two very rarely ever go together. And so just instilling sometimes that feeling of relaxation in your body, whether it's going for a massage, getting adjusted, putting yourself in that place will help you to be able to deal with those symptoms that you're having sometimes with anxiety and depression as well. So that was just kind of a list of things that I think it would be a good reason why somebody would seek out chiropractic, which is not always thought of as a solution for depression or anxiety, but why you would want to really seek out chiropractic if you were dealing with that.
That was absolutely amazing. The science is there. And I knew having you on the show was going to be extremely valuable. And I want to thank you for joining me. Like, so often we have patients who deal with anxiety and depression, and they are struggling. They can't even go into our biggest store in this small town is Walmart. So they can't even go into the department store without having someone else with them. Like they will have a panic attack. And so I tell people all the time, I can't get rid of your stressors, but I can help you handle your stressors.
That's right.
We can change the physiology, the psychology by what you're saying, all the hormones. So that was awesome. I do want to ask you, because so much of the spinal hygiene kits or the movement is restoring curvature. Mm-hmm. That's a big component, especially in the neck. How is the curve in the neck important in the aspect of what we're talking about, the mental health?
Yeah. So it really all comes down to making sure that brain can send messages and communicate properly with your organ cells and tissues. And the way the body's designed is you should have a certain alignment to the spine. And really, you could go back to any anatomy book in the world. You could find this. In fact, you could go all the way back to Leonardo da Vinci, 1400s, 1500s, when he started doing cadaver studies. He would actually dissect cadavers, and he would draw what he saw on those cadavers. And he actually drew the spine straight from the front and then having natural curves from the side. So a good curve in through the neck, a curve that goes the opposite direction through the upper back, and then another lumbar curve through the lower back. And so even still to this day, those proper alignments are depicted in every anatomy book. So we know that there is an ideal alignment to the spine. And when the spine's in that ideal alignment, that allows that nervous system to flow freely, that it allows the brain to communicate with the body. And one of the important designs is those curvatures that allows for shock absorbing from gravity. Right. And so we constantly, all of us have gravity on us. And so as we go through our day, that spine is constantly doing kind of what the shocks on your car is doing. When we lose those curves, not only has it been shown to stretch and put tension on the spinal cord and all of those nerves, but then gravity begins to just jam those discs and those joints, and it increases the rate of decay and degeneration in the spine, arthritis, bone spurs, loss of disc height. All of that type of decay starts to happen when our spine is out of alignment and stays out of alignment for a long period of time, which is why it's so important to have regular chiropractic checkups so that the chiropractor can find those subluxations, correct those subluxations, and then listen to that chiropractor when they give you spinal hygiene exercises and things you should do on a daily basis, just like a dentist will tell you to brush and floss on a daily basis to help maintain what you're getting in his office. A chiropractor could tell you the exercises you need to be doing on a daily basis to maintain that alignment, that motion, that strength around the spine that you're getting when you go to their office.
Absolutely. That just reminded me, in your webinar, you said, yeah, I could brush my teeth for 5 years straight every day perfectly. And then I was like, well, my teeth are good. I'll stop brushing my teeth for 5 years, see what happens.
Right.
And sometimes there can be irreversible damage to the nervous system and to the spine.
That's right. We don't realize. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, sometimes we don't realize what a small thing done consistently, what a difference it can make. You know what I mean? Like, you think about the toothbrush. If I brush my teeth once, let's say I brush my teeth all week long, and then I stop, and I don't brush my teeth again for another 5 or 10 years. Like, it that week that you brushed your teeth will not matter at all. It won't. You won't even be able to tell you brushed your teeth for a week one time, because the decay that will be there. But if all you do is just take a minute a day and you brush it, and you continually brush it for those 5 years, those 10 years, the difference that will make between those two people, the one that brushed for a week and stopped, or the one that brushed for a week and just gave it a minute a day for all of those years, the difference 10 years from now will be tremendous, and it will be life-changing difference. And so that's the way, you know, taking care of the spine is as well. You don't have to, you know, spend hours and hours a day doing all these crazy exercises, but doing one simple exercise every day that just takes a couple minutes. Going to the chiropractor, which really doesn't take much time. I mean, I have patients who go to the medical doctor and they sit in a waiting room for 2 hours. And I'm like, I don't even know how those people stay open, but they're so busy. You know what I mean? Like, you come to our office, you're going to get adjusted. You're going to get to do some exercise, and you're going to be on your way in 10, 15, you know, if we're busy, 20 minutes, and you don't have to take a lot of time out of your day. So it doesn't take a lot of time. It's just the consistency that becomes so important and life-changing.
Yeah, there's so many people that have the complaint of, well, once you start seeing a chiropractor, you got to go for the rest of your life. Right. And, you know, in the aspect of mental health, especially, these are the folks that this is your life, you know?
Yeah.
Because depression can ruin every moment of every day in a person's life. And we have such a benefit and such
That's a great point that whatever we value, we should take care of for the rest of our life. Like, there's really not one thing. I mean, think about your car. Like, if you stop taking care of it, you stop changing the oil, it will not last forever. You know what I mean? Same thing with your body. You stop taking care of it, it will not last. I mean, it's not, obviously we're not going to last forever anyway, but those last 10, 20 years, I want to have quality years. You know what I mean? And it starts right now, no matter where you're at, you know, starting right now and implementing small things on a daily basis, and that will make a big difference.
Absolutely. But hey, Dr. Tabor, it was absolutely phenomenal having you on the show again. Folks, if you want to check out the previous episode with Dr. Tabor, check it out. I'm going to put a link to the Better Way documentary. You can rent and watch that film. I think it's about $5. Watch that. It's a 90-minute film. Absolutely amazing. Totally worth your time to watch. Dr. Tabor, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for everything you're doing. It was an honor to be here. It always is. And I hope to do this again sometime.
Thank you. Thank you for joining. We truly hope Thriving with Chiropractic is making a positive impact on your health and wellness. Please comment and share this episode. We would love to hear from you. And as always, remember, your story matters.